Good to have you all here. I want to start tonight with a little hakdamah. There was a guy here that used to learn in yeshiva by the name of Shalom Tzvi Miller. He was nifter about 20 days ago. And he was in Chug for many, many years. He came to Shana Aleph, Shana Beit, Shana Gimel. He came afterwards. The Purim would come. And I just want to do this Chug l'zichro. I want to do this Chug l'zichro. He was a very, very special man. He was a person that was makariv a lot of Yidden. He did a lot of kiruv. And he wasn't looking to be the head guy in anything. He would give shiurim all over the place. He went out of his way to give shiurim. He went out of his way to care. He brought people in. He was mamish like an Avram Avinu. And it has a lot to do with our parsha. Because our parsha is about sinna. It's about a world filled with hashchata, filled with destruction, filled with hatred, filled with wicked people that didn't care one for another. And the only way to fix that is through Ahava. The only way to fix that is through really giving to another person, to really caring about another person. And if we stop caring about another person, we get to the same way. We get to the same dera. And that's where we are today in this world. This world that we're living in is filled with sinna. And our job here in yeshiva this year, and our job in life, is to teach Ahava, is to teach the care for another person, is to teach the care for life, is to teach the care for what life means. It's a very, very important nekuda. So I want to start with a story about the Baal Shem Tov. It's told about the Baal Shem Tov that when he was very, very young, he became an orphan. But before he was an orphan, his father was on his deathbed, and his father gave him a tzivui of two things. His father taught him two things. And this is the tzivui that he gave. Bini, I'm just going to read it, it's two lines, three lines. Bini, al tira me'af echad u'mishum davar ba'olam. My son, don't be afraid of anything and anyone in the world. Rak mipnei Hashem bilvad, only from Hashem yisparach, you should be afraid. Only from Hashem. And the second thing is, tohav b'chol ma'amakei levavcha u'b'chol la'at nishmatcha. Love with all your ma'amakei levavcha, with the omik of your heart, the depth of your heart, and the strength in your neshama, everything, and the light of your neshama. Kol yudi b'li shum hevdel. Love every Jew without any difference. It doesn't matter if he's shomer Torah mitzvah, it doesn't matter if he's not shomer Torah mitzvah. There's nothing to do with that. He's a Jew, you love him, right? He's your brother. Mi shelo yiyeh, be'ech shelo yiyeh. It doesn't matter who he is, b'li shum hevdel. Mi shelo yiyeh, ma shelo yiyeh. It doesn't matter. You have to love him. These were the two tzivuyim of the Baal Shem Tov. And this was the beginning of the Baal Shem. This was the beginning of learning the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. If we want to really learn the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov doesn't start with a new way. It starts with a very, very old way, with a very amiti way. Today we look at the cover of the person and we judge the person right away. We just judge. We look if he's wearing this, what's he wearing, what's he this, that, does he have tzitzis out, does he have payas, does he have this, does he have a yamkan, does he put on tefillin, does he keep Shabbos, does he not? It's not about that. Is he Jewish? Is he a Jew? He's B'nai Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv. You love him. You love him. Because he's a Jew. Because he's our brother. And that's what we chayev to do. We're chayev to care about that. And we're also chayev not to be afraid from anybody. Don't be afraid from anybody. Be afraid only from Hashem Yisbarach. These two limudim are the ikar limudim that take us to a new place in this year. We're starting a new year. We're starting a new chug. We're starting everything brand new. When we start brand new, you want to start on the right way. You want to start on the right leg. The right way is to chop. What's the ikar and what's the tefillah? What's the ikar in Yiddishkeit? The ikar in Yiddishkeit is to be Yirat Shamayim. It's to have to do with Hashem Yisbarach. Right? To be Yirat Shamayim, to be Oev Hashem, and not to be afraid of anything else. Only Hashem Yisbarach is in the world. And the other ikar of the world is with Yisrael. Right? There's two ikarim here. There's the ikar with Hashem Yisbarach and the ikar sheni with Yisrael. Care about every yid. You see a yid that's down. You see a Jew that's down today. You see he's not happy. Care about him. Go over to him and ask him what's wrong. Right? You see a person that has a problem, any problem. It doesn't matter what. Go and care for him. Go and help him out. It's the most important thing in Yiddishkeit. These two things are the Amud HaChassidut. This is the Amudim of the Chassidut. These are two Amudim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu from one side and Yisrael from the other side. And they both come together, right? They both come together. And this is what happened. I just want to tell you a story that happened in Tanakh. I don't know if you learned this. Some people learned it, some people didn't. But in Sefer Malachim, you know, Shlomo HaMelech is building the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech was a humongous tzaddik, right? He was the son of David HaMelech. The second king of Israel, Shaul HaMelech was the first king, then came David, and then came Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech is building the Beis HaMikdash. But Shlomo HaMelech got old, the Pasuk says. He got old, and he started to like, or to love, Nashim Nochriot. Nashim from other nations. Women from other nations. And he started to bring them in. And they started to be Oved Avodah Zarah in his house. And he built for them places for Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk says that because of that, Shlomo HaMelech is going to be taken, the Malchus is going to be taken away from Shlomo HaMelech, right? And it's going to be given to somebody else. In other words, the Malchus is going to be divided, the kingdom is going to be divided between what's called Yisrael and what's called Yehuda. There's a little history. And what happened then was an unbelievable thing. Rechavam, his son, became the king after him, and Rechavam thought that he's the king, he's the son of Shlomo HaMelech, so he's got everything. He's got everything. What does he have to worry about? So people came, Yeravam ben Nevat came to him and said to him, listen, if you ease the ways of Shlomo HaMelech and you don't be so stringent on us, we're gonna be with you. And if not, we're not going to be with you. So he went and asked two groups of people. He went and asked the elder people of his chatzer. In other words, Rechavam asks, what do you think? What do you think I should do? He says, I'll answer you in 3 days. He went and asked the older people and he said, they said to him, don't ease up. Don't ease up. Excuse me, the older people said, ease up. The younger people said, don't ease up. Be careful. They're going to get on top of you, this and that, they're going to take over. And what happened was, he comes on the third day, Rechavam, and he says, I'm not easing up. I'm going to really be stringent with you. And they all leave him. And what happened was, this was the beginning of the split of Klal Yisrael. The split of Klal Yisrael, it stays until this day. Until this day, we're still living the split. We're still living the split. Because the split, not only between the 10 tribes and Yehuda. It's not only a split with Yehuda. It's a split of Ruchnius and Gashmius in Klal Yisrael. It's a split of everything that we know. The whole split that we have in the Am Yisrael today is all from this split. And it started, when did it start? In Chodesh Cheshvan. In Chodesh Cheshvan. In this month, that we're now starting Aleph Cheshvan, it started in this month. This is the Chodesh of the Mabul. This is the Chodesh of everything that went wrong. There's not Stam, it's called Mar Cheshvan. Why is it called Mar Cheshvan? Because there's no Yom Tov in it. There's nothing in it. Adrab, it's Mar. Why is it Mar? What does Mar mean? Bitter. It's a bitter month. Why is it bitter? Not only because there's not a Chag in it or anything, but it's bitter because there's a Machlokas of Klal Yisrael. The Machlokas of Klal Yisrael is starting in this month. It's a frightening thing, the Machlokas of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because we don't see the beauty of the next shoe. We don't see the beauty of the next shaven. And when that happens, there's a split. There's a split in Klal Yisrael. What we have to do is start to build this. And it says, it's brought down in the Sfarim, that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is built in Mar Cheshvan. Because that's the tikkun of this month. The fixing of this month is Mar Cheshvan. Is Mar Cheshvan is... The tikkun of this month is building the Beis HaMikdash. It's building the chush. What's cheshvan? Chush. Chush means to feel. To feel the next year. To feel the next year. To feel the next Jew. To feel what's going on in the next person. Not just to walk by. And to look at a person and see, is there something wrong? Can I help? Can I be mishtatef in your simcha? Can I be mishtatef in your tzara? Can I see what's wrong? Maybe I can do something for you. That's the anchor of the Avodas Hashem. The Ikar of Avodas Hashem isn't just looking to Hashem Yisbarach. It's also Bein Adam L'Chaveru. And this is where it all starts. If we don't have that, then we have nothing. If we have no Avodas Hashem, we can't get into anything. We can't connect. And then we have a Churban HaBayis. And that's why the Tikkun of this month is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And we can all build the Beis HaMikdash in this month, Bezrat Hashem, if we try. How do you build the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is built in every relationship that we make. Every good relationship that we have with another Yid. With another Jew, that we care about another Jew. We did a good ma'aseh with another Jew, we just built another, we put another Evan in the Beis HaMikdash. That's an Evan in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it's doing. Your mom is building the Beis HaMikdash, and you don't realize it. But this is how the Beis HaMikdash is built. Beis HaMikdash isn't built all at once. It's built by little maisim of each person. Each person that cares about another Jew. Each person that helps another person. That helps a person across the street. That helps an old man. That helps a baby. Whatever it is. Whatever it is to help. That helps a person learn something. Whatever there is to help. A person that helps such a person is putting another Evan in the Beis HaMikdash. Evan Masu Abonim Haisol Rosh Pina. The Evan that we look at is nothing. Masu Abonim. You're building. Called Banayach Limudei Hashem. Rav Shalom Banayach. Your Banayach, the Banayach, are the people that are Talmidei Chachamim. They care about other people. They start to build the Beis HaMikdash. They're slowly building it. And this is what's happening this month. This is what's so chashuv about this month. And this is what's said in the parasha. You know, it says in the parasha, Asei Lecha Teva. What does it mean, Asei Lecha Teva? What does it mean when it says, Asei Lecha Teva, Atzei Gofer? So it says, it's brought down, that Asei Lecha Teva means, build a big ship. That's what everybody understands. It's just about a ship. The Baal Shem Tov has a whole piece, a long, long piece, called Amud HaTfilah. It's the Amud of Tfilah. About in this parish of Noach. It's a very, very important piece in the Baal Shem Tov. What it's about is that the whole thing is Asei Lecha Teva Atzei Gofer. He's saying to Noach, listen, I want you to make a Teva. I want you to make a difference in how you speak from now on. Teva is a word. Teva isn't only a ship or something. It's a word. It's a word. In other words, Asei Lecha Teva, make your words holy. Change your words. People aren't careful with their words. When we're not careful with our words, what happens? The person understands us badly, and the person misunderstands us, whatever. And we're not going the right way. What Akash Baruch is asking Noach to do is start to daven. Start to care. Start to daven for who? For this world. It's not only for Klal Yisrael. Start to daven for Akash Baruch, to Akash Baruch. About what? About this whole world. This whole world right now is in shambles. And if we don't start davening quick, the world is going to go down, really down, down, down. It's up to us to change this world. And it's up to each one of us to daven, to learn L'shem Shamayim, and to care about another Yid, and to care about another person. You know, there was a tzaddik by the name of Moshe Lev Misasov. Moshe Lev Misasov, once they... A couple of rabbeim, they came into the shul, they said there's something miyuchad about this day. It was Zayin Shvat. I think it's Zayin Shvat or Zayin Tevet. I think it's Zayin Shvat. It was the yahrzeit of Rav Moshe Lev Misasov. What's so special about Rav Moshe Lev Misasov? You know, Rav Moshe Lev Misasov went to Gan Eden. This is what the story says. That when he went, he was supposed to go straight to Gan Eden. His mom is a tzaddik gomer. Cared about everybody. And he passed by Gehenim, on the way. And as he passes by, he just stands there. He wouldn't move. They say to him, the malachim want to take him. He says, no, I'm not moving. He says, what do you mean you're not moving? You have to move. This isn't your place. You have to move to Gan Eden. He says, no, I'm not moving. He says, why aren't you moving? He says, I'm not moving without all of these. Without all of the people in Gehenim, I went out. I want to get them all out. Look what pain they're in. I can't stand by the pain of another year. I can't do that. I can't leave. So they checked, and they said, listen, if Rav Moshe Lev Sasser was ever asked to do a tova for another year, was ever asked by another year to do it, that he should do something good for them, and he missed that, then they're going to take him straight to Gan Eden, and they're not going to let the Yidden out. But if he missed one day, but if he never missed one day, then he can take them all out, right? And they checked all the maisim of Rav Moshe Lev. And they saw he never missed one tova in his whole life. And he was able to get everybody out of Gan Eden, everybody out of Gehenna. And he took them all into Gan Eden. Think about it. This is what you're thinking about. Your Gan Eden is right in front of you. And you're staying on the path of Gehenna. This is real caring. It doesn't matter. It's not about us. It's about the next guy. It's all about the next guy. We got to care about the next guy. And there's a big thing in the beginning of the year to realize this. And when we realize this be'emes, it'll change our whole year. You know, Reb Shleim Mekalibach, in Lakewood, he was one of the closest ones to Reb Aaron, right? So one Shabbos, you know, people would come in to the yeshiva all the time, And, you know, little beggars and this and that, they would stay for Shabbos. They didn't have where to go. They would eat by them. The Bachurim are standing around there. What happened one Erev Shabbos, there was one guy that came to the Beis Medrash, and the whole Beis Medrash cleared out. He stunk to high heaven. Mama stunk to high heaven. You couldn't sit near the guy. The only one that stayed in the Beis Medrash was Rishleim. The only one. Like, maybe didn't have smell, maybe didn't stand, I don't know. He was standing there. And he sees that everybody's clearing out, and he gets closer to him, and he goes over to him. And he gives him a big hug. The guy stinks. Mama's like nothing. You can't imagine how bad. He hasn't washed himself in a year. And he says, and he brings him up to his room. He says, please, come up to my room. Come up to my room. And we'll get ready for Shabbos. So Reb Shleima takes him up to the room. He washes him up. Gives him a shower and everything. And the guy's a little bit off. You know, he's not 100%, a guy like that, you know. But he cares about him. He cares about him. He goes in and gives him a shower and everything. And then Reb Shleima only has one suit. You know, in those days, it's not like today, everybody has 10 suits, you know. In those days, no one has. Only one suit he has. And he's lying on his bed, and his mom is like ready for Shabbos. It's all ironed out. And Reb Shleima puts the suit on the guy. The one suit that he has. And he comes down into the Beis Medrash Erev Shabbos. The guy looks like $1 million. It looks like he has a suit. He smells beautifully. And Reb Shleima is sitting there in Big Day Chol. And Reb Shleima was sitting in the Big Day, the Bagadim that he was wearing the whole day. It's unheard of in Lakewood. You don't wear Big Day Chol on Shabbos. But everybody knew what happened. Everybody knew what happened. This is the truth of the truth. Was he chayav to do that? He wasn't chayav to do that. But if a person really cares about another person, if a really person feels another person, if a person really has Yirat Shamayim, so he goes in and does it. Goes and does that extra mile, that extra bit, right? Goes in and cares. This is the ikar of this month. The ikar of this month is to be chash, to feel. To feel. To feel what? To feel something beyond. That's cheshvan, to chush nun. To have the chush of the nun. And the nun is nun shari bina, it's a beyond. It's a shari that's beyond. It's like a place that's beyond. When we start to feel that place that's beyond the next Jew, we start to see something else. We start to see something shining in the next Jew. And when you see that shining thing, you can't not go to it. When you don't see it, or you don't feel it, or you don't want to feel it, or you don't have that Yirat Shamayim about it, then you just say, it's nothing. I was just mistaken. I didn't really see that. It's not really. Another guy will get it. The next guy will do it. But don't leave it to the next guy, guys. It's not about the next guy. It's about us. It's about us. It's about caring. It's about cleaning up our room. It's about cleaning up everything. It's about cleaning up in the yeshiva. It's about everything that we do. It's really an important thing. It's not a small thing. When you get married, it's not easy. If you're not a clean guy, it's not easy with a wife, you know? Women are usually cleaner, you know? And it's not going to be easy. We have to be clean. We have to care about the next person. I don't care about my bed, let's say. And I have all sorts of junk around my room, right? Around my room. I have a lot of junk around my bed, around this, around the floor, and this and that. It's crazy, right? Is that caring about the next you? Is that caring about the next guy? What about the next guy? To clean up the room. Clean up the room not because I don't care about men, but for the next guy, you're chayv. For the next guy, you're chayv. Because he wants a clean room. And there's a serious thing. You guys are laughing, but it's a serious thing. It's a very, very serious thing. Really, it's not funny. It's a very, very serious thing that we don't care enough. We don't care enough. We have to go that extra bit to care. To care about really what's going on here. It's a serious thing. And this is what went wrong in Dor HaMavel. What went wrong in Dor HaMavel was, you know, when you don't care about the small thing, you stop caring about the next thing, and you stop caring more and more and more and more until you care about nothing. Right? Until you care about nothing. As I was telling the guys the other day, you know, it's like abortions. Today, abortions are completely mutter, right? All abortions are mutter. You don't want to have a baby, you just take an abortion, just kill the baby, it's fine. Now there's abortions after birth. New thing. How did that become? Because you went slowly, slowly, slowly. Abortions after birth, it's called retzach. You know, by us, it's called killing, right? That's what it's called. But even abortions is called retzach. It's called retzach. But by the grave, this is how they became. It became normal. Yeah, we can talk about it. It's on the table to talk about. We can discuss having abortion after birth. It's like, well, they're abortion though. You know what I'm saying? They're playing around. Why? How did that happen? Because we went slowly. We went out of shape. We lost the caring about another person. We lost what it's really about. And when you lose what it's about, you lose the narrative, you lose what it's really about, what happens is, falls, until you have nothing. And all your ethics go. You have no ethics anymore. And when you have no ethics, do you care about anybody? You don't care about anybody. And this is what always happens. This is what always happens. People just go downhill. And this is the worst thing that there is in the world. It's the worst thing. This is how Dor HaMabul was born. Dor HaMabul was born in a good government. A good government looked good. But what happened? They just stopped caring about the small things. Not big things. They don't start with big things. Stop caring about small things. I don't care about the next guy's car. I don't care about driving well. I don't care about all sorts of things. I'm a reckless driver. What do you mean you're a reckless driver? What do you mean you drive quickly? Are you allowed to drive quickly? Al pi halacha. Are you allowed to do these things? You're not allowed. Al pi halacha, you're not. As of the laws. You're not allowed to be al pi halacha. You're not allowed to drive quickly like that. You're not allowed to drive wrongly. All these things have to do with Bein Adam L'Chaveru that people don't care about. And this is what happens to people that slowly degenerate. The whole generation goes downhill. And where does it start? It starts with us. It doesn't start out there. It starts with us. When we start to really care about the next Jew, when we start to see the beauty of the next Jew, the whole thing changes. And this is the Binyan HaBayis. This is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. When we really see this, we see the Binyan HaBayis HaMikdash now in this month. And this is the tikkun of Mar Cheshvan to Ram Cheshvan. Ram Cheshvan becomes the height of Cheshvan. Ram Cheshvan means lift up Cheshvan. Lift up Cheshvan. There shouldn't be Mar Cheshvan. It shouldn't be the bitterness of Cheshvan. It should be Ram Cheshvan. That we're lifting up Cheshvan. We're lifting that up, that chush that we're missing our whole life. We're missing our, that taste of life. Do we really care about the next person? Do we really care? And it's a big difference between people and people. Some people give everything. Some people give nothing. Most people are in the middle sometimes. But it's a very, very important thing. And you can play it down and say that it's not there. It's not a big thing. But it's a very, very big thing, these small things. These small acts that we're talking about. I'm talking about very, very small things. Vayayekiv tishmun. Things that you hear about caves. Things that you just walk, you just step on. And you just think that they're nothing. You think that they're small things in life. You're just stepping on them. Vayayekiv tishmun. You have to listen to your caves. That's what the pasuk is saying. Vayayekiv tishmun. When you hear your heel, when you can hear what's going on in your heel, you can care about your heel. You can care about what you're stepping on. And you're careful what you're stepping on. You don't step on anybody's toes, and you really care about where you're going in life, then it goes to the right place. And if you don't, it goes to the wrong place. And then the whole generation goes downhill. Where did it go downhill from? It didn't go downhill from the next guy. It went downhill from me. From me it went downhill. And to blame the next guy doesn't help. It went down from me. We gotta blame ourselves. And then we can really help. Then we can really grow. And this is what the big tzaddikim always saw. Reb Levi Yitzchak and Berditchev. He used to mamish go out and care about every yid. He used to cry. He came one night to Kol Nidre. He came late. I said to him, "Where were you?" He said, "I heard a baby crying." And the parents had already gone to Kol Nidre, so I stayed there. He came after davening to Kol Nidre. He missed Kol Nidre. Why did he miss it? The parents left and the baby's crying. How can you leave a baby crying? Or like the Rebbe, the Rebbe and his son, this big Rebbe, I forget who it was. He was in the upper story, and the Rebbe's son was in the lower story. And the Rebbe's son, he has a baby, and he's crying. It's at 2 a.m, and the Rebbe's learning upstairs. And he comes down. And he says, "What's going on?" He sees the son is learning. So he says, "I was learning." He says, "I wasn't learning. I was also learning. But I heard the crying. You have to be mechuvan. You have to care. If you hear the crying, go for it." What happened to the son? He couldn't hear it. Because he's in focus. But does he really care about that baby? Not like the rabbit did, right? Not like the rabbit did. And this is where the difference is. It's small things. It's a tiny, tiny thing. All of Dor HaMabul came from one small thing. That's what it came. It came from one care. Just to care. Benoach matzachin b'nei Hashem. Matzachin b'nei Hashem means that he found favor in his eyes. Why did he find favor in his eyes? Because he cared about these small things. He saw what was going on. He cared about things. And he fixed things. He helped people out. He helped this. Care. It's all about caring. And when a person starts to care, a person starts to care about everything. When a person starts to care about these small things, he starts to care about everything in life. He starts to care about his learning. He starts to care about his davening. He starts to care about everything in life. Every little thing means something. It's not like today, you know, people just take it for granted. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. No big deal. No big deal. Don't make such a big deal out of it. It's a very, very big deal. It's a very big deal. Every small thing is a big deal if we really care. And Bezrat Hashem, I just want to finish with just think about this. Just to be mitbonein in this, because it's a very, very big thing, a deep thing to think about. It's not so simple. It's not so simple just to take it and just glaze over it. Because when we're talking about Avodas Hashem, or we're talking about changing what's going on in this world, changing the Dor HaMabul, you know, Yeravam ben Nevat, he made a month that's called Bul. It's called Bul. That's this month. It's called Mabul. We call this the month of the Mabul, from the Chodesh Bul, he called it. That he made it up. It's a month that he made up. He made it up for his Avodah Zarah. He made it up that Yisrael shouldn't go up to Beis HaMikdash. And Yeravam ben Nevat is fighting. Rechavam on the Malchus. He's fighting. He's fighting that Yisrael shouldn't be Muchat together. And Rechavam goes out to war against him. Because Baruch Hu says to him, don't go to war. Don't go to war. He stops him on the way. As he's leaving to war against Yeravam ben Nevat, he stops him and he says to him, listen, don't go. Why? Because this is all from me. This is all from me because of what Shlomo HaMelech did. Shlomo HaMelech caused a big fight in Klal Yisrael. A big fight. And until we mitaken it, until we fix it, don't go out to war. It's not about fighting. We have to start to bring us together. To bring us together. Be machid Klal Yisrael. And really, really, this is the Ikar of Ikarim. The Ikar of Ikarim is to do this. And this is the story of the Baal Shem. What the Baal Shem Tov was saying, what the father of the Baal Shem Tov, Reb Lezer, was saying to the Baal Shem, was listen, no matter what happens, no matter what the Jew is doing, no matter what he has on his shoulders, no matter what type of Jew he is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You love him. You love him for the very fact that he's a Jew. He can be Mechal Shabbos B'var Hesia. It doesn't make any difference. It's just a lack of knowledge. He just doesn't know better. He doesn't know better. And this is the Ikari Karim of all of Yiddishkeit. The Ikari Karim. To care about another Yid, just like you care about yourself. V'ahavtal Recha Kamocha. V'ahavtal Recha Kamocha means to care, to really love a Jew, like yourself. Not just that he's just there, but to love him. The Berdichever would go crazy when he saw another Jew. When he saw another Jew, I'm just loved him for whatever it is. He's a Jew. He loved Ganavim. He loved anybody that there was. A person being Gonev. Doesn't matter. He'll do tshuva one day. Some of the biggest Talmidim of these Chasidim were Ganavim. Did all sorts of bad things. But they became Bali tshuva. Why? Because somebody loved them. Somebody cared for them. Somebody really, really, really was rooting for them. And if you root for the next year, it's going to change. It's going to change. And you're going to change. And we're all going to change. B'siyata d'shamayim. This is how it's going to go. B'siyata d'shamayim. We should be zeichet. We should be zeichet.
Yeah. Yeah. I am a rebel. Oh, man. David, 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 David,